This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. When I want to know what's going on in the world of food, I listen to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. And happy to say the Ducks are on a bit of a win streak, six games and counting, so that's exciting. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome, do appreciate you being out there. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And as a matter of fact, if you either look at our Facebook or Instagram feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery of the menu items that are on the new Horses in Hollywood, which is our current subject of conversation. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And it is a pleasure to welcome managing partner and chef of Horses, Liz Johnson, back to the show. Liz, good morning again, and thanks for hanging in there.
Hi, Andy.
Liz, let's talk a little bit about what you and your colleagues had in mind in terms of menu for Horses, and then we'll talk about some specific menu items. Because what I really was impressed with, Liz, is there seem to be some menu items around town in L.A. that you see everywhere. And what really impressed me about Horses is there's a lot of originality in your menu, and you don't see your menu items all over town, which, again, as a frequent diner, I appreciate.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some best of dishes on our menu. For example, the Caesar or the burger, I think. These are classics that, you know, you shouldn't really try and reinvent. And I think we just put a slight twist on them, make them as good as we can, and just went for it. I think there was talk before the Caesar, for example, went on the menu. We discussed internally this salad. We kept describing, you know, it had this creamy dressing and garlic in it. And finally we thought, you know, it's the Caesar. Let's just put it on the menu and not try and mess around with it, really. So it became the Horses Caesar, which we do with endive instead of romaine, and mimolette cheese instead of parmesan.
And talk about that creamy dressing a little bit, because that is just fantastic.
Yeah, it was a recipe that one of our executive chefs, Lee Pallarino, developed. Classic Caesar dressing, anchovy, garlic, black pepper. I can't really get more simple than that. I think it's just done, seasoned really well. And the endive, to me, when you eat it together, it's on the cusp of being bitter, but the dressing kind of ties it all in and makes it just addictive, I think.
Well, Liz, again, my compliments on the Caesar, because I think you're underselling this here. It's very creative, and what a wonderful surprise, because, yeah, every L.A. restaurant has a Caesar on the menu, but, you know, not like this. And, of course, the guest reaction to this has been highly favorable. So, again, I think it shows a little creative flair on your part and in your chef team.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us a little bit, in terms of a burger is important on the menu, but, you know, you have a twist or two that's on the Horses burger. Just kind of give us the rundown of the burger so, you know, people appreciate that a lot of thought has gone into that too, and then we'll talk about some of the specialty menu items.
Sure. So Chef Lee kind of spearheaded the burger also. I think to me that what makes the burger is what we call the double onion. So there's two types of onion on the burger. There's a slow caramelized onion, and we also put a kind of thicker slice of raw white onion, which is odd to some people, but you get the flavor of the sweetness of the cooked onions and the bite from the fresh onion, and to me that's what makes the burger. Also the bun. Andy, when you were eating, you dined with Corinne from Rockin' Wagner Bakery, and her buns, she has a pepper, black pepper crusted burger bun that I think is just awesome with the burger.
Very nice compliment. And of course, as the holidays approaching, you know, we are definitely thinking about the specialty bakeries, and Rockenwagner Bakery is certainly one of the premier ones we have in Los Angeles. So most people don't think too much, Liz, about the bun with the burger, but I know you look at the totality and appreciate you making that comment.
Yes.
Now, one of the appetizer items you have is this unusual sobrasada panino. Tell us about that one, because, again, unexpected, not really quite sure what was going to be coming out, but really enjoyed it. And some contrasting flavors there.
I think this is maybe one of the unsung heroes of the menu. It's in our snack section, which are little bites that are meant to be eaten with your fingers before your meal starts. And the panino was inspired by, you know, a trip to Venice, Italy, where we had a, you know, finger food panino. And I think that the way we do it, so the way we do it with sobrasada sausage, which is a spreadable Spanish sausage, which has a little bit of heat to it, we spread it onto brioche with a small, thin, very thin slice of cheese and griddle it with butter so it's crispy, and it's almost like a mini kind of adult grilled cheese. And we put some honey on right at the finish, so you get a bit of sweetness with the spice from the sausage, and it's kind of addictive, yes.
Now, Liz, you reminded me when you mentioned butter. Tell us what's distinctive about the butter pats at Horses.
So the butter, I mean, it's just good butter. Chef Brittany Ha, our other executive chef, she cultures it in-house. So we take cream, raw cream. It's allowed to culture for 2 days, and then it's made, processed into butter, which is quite laborious if you've ever done it. Basically, you whip it until the buttermilk separates and you're left with butter. It's rinsed, it's slightly worked together with your hands, and seasoned with crunchy sea salt right at the finish. And we serve it, we pipe it into these molds that are shaped as a horse's head, which sounds odd when I say it out loud, but in the restaurant, it's a small butter pat that is shaped like a horse. And we serve it with warm, crusty sourdough bread.
Liz, again, how it's presented at the table makes a lot of sense, but it exemplifies what I'm talking about in terms of the attention to detail. Everything has been thought out here, and there's definitely a creative twist. An entree item that you have, Liz, that, you know, you really do not see around, and when you see it, sometimes it has a tendency to be very dry. Tell us about the roasted Cornish game hen, because that really is a hit that is on your menu that you do not see in a lot of places, and, you know, executed to a fare thee well.
So the hen, I think Chef Will, he always wanted to, quote-unquote, bring back the Cornish game hen, because for a while, like you said, it fell out of the public eye. It was something, you know, you saw on a Martha Stewart magazine, but it was something you never ate out in a restaurant or certainly cooked at home, right? So he sourced these Cornish game hens, which are pretty small and plump, and we really don't do too much, nothing too crazy to them. Salt and pepper, crisped in a pan, and roasted in the oven with a weight on top, with a almost like a brick chicken, and we serve it with a wilted dandelion green panzanella salad, I guess. Not really a salad, but it's served with a pan sauce, so you get the chicken drippings, the kind of crispy and soggy bread, the bite from the greens, and the chicken itself, or the hen itself, is just delicious. I mean, we really just season it with salt and pepper. We don't do too much to it, but it's just cooked with care.
And, you know, really moist, tender, and flavorful. A lot of the Cornish hens, you know, just not a lot of meat there, Liz. And, you know, this is you know, quite substantial. So, again, something I would definitely recommend when you journey to horses for the first time. Then you have a fun pork dish that you call Côte de Porc. Tell us about that one, if you will.
Sure. So we get a pork loin, season it with salt and pepper, and grill it. We render out the fat from the, like the belt, kind of the rib piece, and then it's grilled lightly on both sides, brushed with Dijon mustard, and we coat one side of it in cumin seeds. So from there, we take a little bit of oil, drizzle it on the cumin, crisp that up, and finish cooking it. So what you end up getting is a well-cooked, a perfectly cooked pork chop with this crust, this mustard, cumin, crunchy crust on one side. And I believe we've changed the set since you last ate, but currently we're serving it with roast pumpkin and sautéed spigarillo. So we'll change the sides pretty frequently, but the protein, people have really enjoyed it, so we haven't changed that just yet. But
Liz, still works for me. Now, as we're running short on time, we can't forget dessert. A standout dessert you have is the sheep's milk cheesecake. A lot of people, you know, in terms of cheesecake on a restaurant menu, you know, you're worried about it being heavy and overly sweet. And not the case with your sheep's milk cheesecake, which really is tasty, flavorful, but it doesn't leave you feeling overwhelmed in terms of the heaviness. Tell us a little bit about that one because, again, definitely a standout dessert.
Absolutely. I can't give away too many secrets, but the one thing I can say is egg whites.
Uh-huh.
We don't have egg yolks, so the whites keep it really light and fluffy. We almost make a meringue and fold the rest of the cheesecake base into it, but it is definitely not dense. It's very light, tart, and creamy almost.
Indeed. Liz, as we need to say goodbye for the moment, where in Hollywood is Horses, and what days and hours do you serve dinner?
We're located on 7617 Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood, and right now we're open every day except for Mondays and Tuesdays, dinner service beginning at 5:30 and ending at 10:30.
And we're thinking brunch in January of 2022, or we don't want to give that away at this point?
We're hoping sooner. We're hoping in December we'll be doing brunch.
Liz, we will definitely let our audience know. Ladies and gentlemen, the new Horses in West Hollywood, definitely worthy of your consideration. We've been chatting with chef managing partner Liz Johnson. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it's definitely time to enjoy some libation. We're going to be talking with a family-owned winery in Paso Robles, Amasol Winery. We're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.